This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
The following production is part of the We Be Geeks podcast collective.
All this has happened before.
Hey kids, Townsend Coleman here, the voice of Michelangelo from the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Tom Kane, this is the voice of Yoda on Star Wars.
Hey yo, it's Wopat, and a big yee-haw to you all. I used to be Luke too.
Hi, my name is Oli Shoshan. I play Jedi Master Shakti.
Hi, Butch Patrick here, Eddie Munster.
Hi, this is Jim.
Hi, this is Bill Farmer. You're listening to the Neverland Podcast.
Welcome to Neverland, to Disney and beyond.
And it will all happen again.
And now your head lost boy, the Spider-Pan.
Walk on the eyes, it is Pan.
Jeremy.
Hooray for
Eric Warren. Eric Warren. Eric Warren.
Let's take a ride out of Disney Park. Let's take the ride right now. Boom, boom.
You are fools and precious cargo. And as we always say here at the Nugget Transport Solutions,
Daddy, you're here.
Get out of here and go make Hans or somebody.
Pilot brakes!
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 That could have been much worse.
Gunners, shoot the tree.
Shoot him!
There he is. Three left closer. The cargo's ready. Keep shooting. Good job, my friend. Yes, yes, yes. We got the collection. I will grab it. You keep up the retreat. Gunship. Orders remain. Things are getting too hot.
Let's grab it.
I'm getting a high reading on the
fuel pressure line. That's better. Check the binary motivator. Yes, I just want to be sure.
All recruits must be on board now. Transport is away in 30 seconds.
Good. Yes, check the hyperdrive also.
Transport takeoff in 20 seconds.
Hyperdrive you. Good. Airspeed sensor?
Refuel.
Thank you, Nina. Black Leader, are you and your team ready?
Affirmative.
The engines
are on.
Red 2, Blue 5, report.
Red 2, check.
Blue 5, standing by.
Blue
5, let's
go. Where
are
the systems can't
read?
Affirmative.
Red, okay. Engage repulsors and hold on, recruits. All ships, launch. I am Lieutenant Beck. As you heard from Ray, I have been tasked with getting you to Vakara.
Red 2, Blue 5, keep tight now. Let's get ready to make that jump to light speed on my mark.
About to get anything, huh?
Black Leader, we're picking up an unusual signal. Are you spotting anything?
Yeah, I see it. We'll check it out. BB-8, what do you got?
There appear to be a number of small craft heading our way. Raise the shields.
We got company. First order TIE fighters. We route.
The jump.
Be ready, you won't have much time.
Where are all those TIE fighters coming from? Star Destroyers.
Get out of there!
We can't. We're caught in a tractor beam. It's pulling us in.
I want to get some friends and make us a fair fight. Don't worry, I'll come back for you. Stay strong.
Is there anything we can do, Nina? No, the tractor beam will be too strong.
Cargo vessel TR-141, identify yourselves and prepare to be boarded.
This is TR-141. We are a civilian vessel. By whose authority are we being detained?
By the authority of the First Order, Resistance Scum. Now bring down your shields and prepare to be boarded.
They're on the location of our secret base. Tell them nothing. The future of the Resistance is at stake. I have a bad feeling about this. Stand back from those doors.
What? This vessel is now under the command of the First Order. You will disembark at once and follow out to your right-hand side for processing. Now move along.
It's the same door we came in. They're looking at us.
Weapon scanning detail needed in Bay 3R.
actually moving.
We're on a ship.
No.
We're on a First Order ship. Keep us in line. As long as they don't send us into any garbage mashers. Just waiting in this hallway.
Are you worried now? Sophie, you're here. You're behind me. There's a Collins right there.
Oh, Sophie, ask first. Hey, stay close to us. We don't know what these First Order people are going to do to us.
3R's high traffic, now diverging to bays 3Q and S. Local deck support will augment adjacent teams.
Funny about this? Where are they sending us?
These two lines were down with me.
Why would you not press these buttons?
Don't press the buttons, buddy.
Yeah. Those are all lights. They literally do nothing. Congratulations. We're just here at the shiver party.
Where's R2-D2?
This is
a... Well, mouse droids can't work on those. They don't have the connector. I know. But we need an S-comp in order to get into the computer system.
Like,
hopefully we can do something with these transports.
Down to the escape pod base. Those droids are programmed to return you to Batuu. Hurry and don't get caught. Lieutenant Beck will guide you.
Recruits, for your safety, stay seated with seatbelts securely fastened. Keep hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the transport and supervise your children. Tell them it's a prisoner transfer. Did it work? Good. Now get a move on. There's a clear path to the turbo lift at the end of the hallway. Turn right.
Oh! Probe droid!
A probe droid? You're lucky it didn't spot you. Take those turbo lifts and stay out of trouble.
Hey, you're not authorized.
Whoa!
Wait!
The
government
of
prisoners!
Oh.
We remind you to take your
prisoners.
Oh,
it's
going backwards.
Find an alternate.
AT-ATs!
Two
droids
anyway.
Oh no! Fire! Get in there with the AT-AT! Help!
Down to the escape pods.
The resistance will attempt to rescue the prisoners.
They have neither the resources nor the courage to engage us.
You underestimate their conviction. Raise the shields.
Shields?
I see on the bridge.
Down the alarm. All personnel to their station.
Resistance.
The prisoners have escaped.
We're ultimately hopeless. There's nowhere to run.
Kylo Ren sauce.
Will meet you outside the wreck.
Holy cow.
All right. Nice job, recruits. Not what you signed on for, but hey, your resistance now. I think I have that authority. Right, Beck?
That's so cool.
Where's the lieutenant? I need eyes on Beck. Line up. Stand for his pod,
Beacon. More escape pods down in Sector 4. Verification pending from key command personnel.
Lieutenant Beck here.
Beck! You're alive!
I should hope so. Great job, recruits. Thanks to your heroism, the location of the resistance base is secure. Bravo!
SR5, you too.
It's a little, well, it's a lot. But to us, this workshop is everything. Now, I know when you walked in, you were probably thinking, hey, that looks like a lot of old junk. But let me assure you, Mason, some of this is new junk. Okay? See, you met my companion, Anastasia. For me, where is she? Morgan, there you are. She always sneaks up on me. All right. Yes. Well, you may call me Kimbe, and we are the Gatherers. See, what we do is we search the galaxy for ancient relics. We travel to the forgotten places, abandoned outposts, battle-ravaged planets, and what we find, we bring here. So, where a wandering stormtrooper sees worthless clutter, those who know see priceless history. Now, I see the smiles in your faces, well, really in your eyes. So I will ask you, you have heard of the legend of Luke Skywalker, right? You have heard of it?
Yes.
Yes? Well, we hear there's another one. A new Jedi. And her name is?
Rey.
That's right, Rey. And what she is leading is the spark of hope we, the Gatherers, have been waiting for. And that is why you are here, to build one of these, a lightsaber. The lightsaber has been wielded by some of our greatest heroes. Darkest enemies. It is elegant and enigmatic. To build a lightsaber is an art. The saber is a reflection of its builder, with the force flowing between them. And today, builders, you will feel that connection. But there I go, battling on like a protocol droid. Let's begin. We begin with perhaps the most important element of any lightsaber. The kyber crystal, able to focus the energy of the force, to magnify it. Some say the kyber crystal is the heart of the lightsaber. The color of the crystal determines the color of the lightsaber's plasma blade. Did you know that, Mason?
I did.
Good. Let's talk about the color, shall we? Take a look. Blue, like the one wielded by Obi-Wan Kenobi and his apprentice, Anakin Skywalker. And now legend has it, Rey. Green, Qui-Gon Jinn, Ahsoka Tano, Master Yoda himself, Luke Skywalker. Violet, rare and beautiful, like the one wielded by Jedi General Mace Windu. Red, it has been called the color of power. Is the crystal of Darth Maul, Asajj Ventress, Darth Vader, now Kylo Ren. But these are stories of the past. We're here for you, the future, to look ahead. So now it is time for you to choose your kind of crystal, which will be the heart of your lightsaber. So right now, builders, do me a favor. I want you to clear your minds, forget about the outpost, the commotion out there. And now I want you to simply close your eyes and focus in your mind on the colors I say. Blue, green, violet, and red. And you will notice that one color shines brightest amongst all the other colors in your mind. That color calls to you. So now open your eyes and select your kyber crystal, which will be the heart of your lightsaber. Listen to it hum as it calls to you. Now after you've selected your kyber crystal, carefully place your kyber crystal on the green crystal holder at your station. We will now connect your kyber crystal to the lightsaber design you have selected. We will begin by building your lightsaber's hilt. Now that will be the foundation of your lightsaber, the center of your control, and the only thing keeping your hands from being disintegrated. You can always get new hands, but your original hands are always better. Now, it's time for lightsaber 101, the anatomy of your lightsaber. Take a look at your boxes. To the far left, you will see what is called your lightsaber's chassis. To the far right, you will see your activation plates and your controls. In the center, you'll find four different types of grips or sleeves. Then you move on to your very powerful blade and mirrors, and finally, your last line of defense, your pommel caps. Now, you will choose each piece to create your own unique lightsaber design. May the Force guide you. It is now time for you to build.
Welcome, friends. My name is Morgan. It's a pleasure to help you with your build. We're going to start with the chassis. Go ahead and pick it up. We want to make sure these lines are pointed up. That'll be the top of your hilt. Then grab your kyber crystal. We're going to slide that crystal into the center chamber. It should pop right into place. It'll light up your collar, and you'll be able to spin the crystal around.
And another control at the bottom.
I see a purple light flashing.
How's it coming, friends?
I don't think I've got it.
You're almost there. Do you mind if I adjust it?
Yes, please.
There we go.
Thank you.
Excellent work. Do you all see the blue and the red markers on your chassis? We're going to match those with the blue and red markers inside our activation plates in section 5. We're going to put red over red and blue over blue.
Red over activation plates. That's
blue with the blue and red with the red.
What do you think, Dad?
Wow.
Wow. You're doing a great job.
Hello, Prince. Can you sign up on your Switch for me? Ooh, let me double check something.
Okay.
It should make a spark. I'm gonna get you new Switches.
Okay.
Hello. Hi.
Did you have Violet? Yes.
Yes.
Might be a bad chassis. Ooh. There you go. Tricky decisions. We're gonna trade.
Okay.
That's okay. We want to make sure it works well, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's better.
There we go.
Now let's see if it'll make the next set. There we go. So when you slide up, that'll be how you activate later. Next, you're ready for your grips. The thicker edge will point towards the middle. We need one for the top and one for the bottom.
This is so exciting. Which one will my father choose?
I think that one looks nice. I don't know. There's a between them.
I think the top one looks good. But you're doing the bottom one. That's okay because it's your choice.
What do you think, guys? Comment down below. And make sure to subscribe to see more of our videos. And click the bell button.
I'm just a little concerned that it does not seem to be lining up.
What do you mean? So it doesn't necessarily need to be straight. It all depends on the angle that you put it on as well.
Okay.
Can I ask you a question? What color is the passport? Blue, why did you choose blue?
And then you're ready for an emitter to go on the top.
Okay.
And then a follow-up to go on the bottom.
I want
to
tell you about a blue passport. Your blue passport was probably carried by a Jedi. They were considered blue kyber crystals, guardians of the right? So they would focus on lightsaber technique. They were the ones that went out frontline soldiers to protect the force from the
Do you like it with the gold accent?
So, if you choose that path, your blue kyber crystal will help you.
What do you think about it?
Congratulations, they're going to take it with you and your bride. Congratulations.
That looks better, yes. That one.
I see you talking about your hilt. It's very nice. Very old hilt. Yeah, it's that predates the First Order, the Empire, and the Republic. What we do know about that hilt is that it's very old, but you should go highlights. Hold it up. Let me see. Hold it up. The hilt.
Back.
Those gold highlights, they signify the status of the Jedi at the time. Yes. And the gold highlights would also match the robes of the Jedi when they were in plenty.
Do you mind if I double check it for you?
Yes, certainly.
Red, the power crystal.
If it seems stability, that's really good.
Force sensitive being put a lot
remember,
of hate
this is your activation switch. When the
red.
Base is activated, you're going
to
slide it up.
Okay.
May the force be with you.
Very excellent work. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well done, good.
Can I get this all the way through?
Jedi!
Here, Dad.
Oh, you got 10 fingers? I thought you were missing my finger this whole time.
I might have kind of just a little bit more.
There it is. There it is.
I wonder what yours is going to be.
Okay, good luck. Hopefully it grows back. Well done, Yoda. Yeah, you know, this is good. Okay, you feel very extreme-like. I have a first one for you, rules. Okay, very good. You also feel something with a lot of history. Take a look at the shadow. See that mark right there? That is Cartoon's logo. That was used for the Clone Wars, for the Jedi, went from being peacekeepers to soldiers. A lot of history there. You also have a lot of history in yours. You see this one in here? That's the Vrylar Corps. That's from Kashyyyk. You ever heard of a Wookiee? That's where the Wookiees live. They build everything out of wood, their ships and their weapons. You also chose the Tooth of a Rancor. Builders, well done. I want you to do me a favor right now. Place your hands on the center of your lightsaber. And I want you to focus on your kyber crystal. Remember the moment you chose your kyber crystal. Raise your hands if you chose green. Counselors of the Force. Raise your hands if you chose blue. Guardians of the Force. Raise your hands if you chose red. Power crystal. And raise your hands if you chose violence. A mixture between red and blue, which means you can toe the line between the dark and the light side of the Force. Whatever you chose, we make no judgments. May the Force be with you. Please remove your hands and leave your lightsabers where they are. I will ask all builders and their visitors to please step away from your stations, clearing the area. We are now going to stabilize your crystals for activation. Now, this is a very dangerous process and must be done very carefully. My job as chem mage is to make sure all the power cells are stable. As we stabilize your crystals for activation, now, when they are stabilized, I will send a signal to make sure everything is in working condition. Stand by. What's that one?
Many parts there were now. Joined they are. Yes. Your lightsaber. It begins. It is time. Your journey.
Master Yoda. Yes. It is indeed time. We are at the final stage. The bond between Builder and Saber is about to be forged. In a few moments, I will ask the Builders to step forward. Then, I will ask you to place your hands on your hilts. And on my command, and in tradition, you will activate as one. Builders, are you ready?
Yes.
Please step forward. Place your hands on your hilts. And activate. Builders, please, raise your lightsabers high! You have built a lightsaber like the Jedi and Sith that came before you. Like them, you can change the galaxy. Remember, it only takes a spark. Now please, deactivate your lightsaber.
Complete your lightsaber. Like you when it can, lead you, it cannot. Your journey, you both begin. May the Force be with you.
Thank you, Master Yoda. Builders, in your hands, you hold remarkable power. And remarkable power should not be dropped on the ground. So, to help protect your new lightsaber, we're pleased to present you with the Saber Sheet. In a few moments, I will dismiss you one station at a time to collect your sheet and celebrate your accomplishments. Because our time here is at an end. Your journey is just beginning. It is time for you to make your mark on the galaxy. And remember, you are just as unique and extraordinary as the lightsaber you have built. And who knows, maybe next time, we'll be telling your story. Hold up your lightsabers and activate! Well done, Builder. Please collect your cargo. I will dismiss you one station at a time. Alright, stand by.
Hey, thanks for listening to this week's episode of Neverland to Disney and Beyond. And of course, I want to remind you to keep a pixie in your pocket. What do I mean by that? Well, that is that young at heart, positive thoughts that you're going to keep in your pocket and share it with other people. Pull out that pixie dust and share it. Make sure, of course, that you check our show notes right there in whatever app you're listening to. There's a way to find the show notes. Now, I don't know what app you're listening to, so I can't tell you the specifics, but go and check it out. Also, visit our website, neverlandpodcast.com. Make sure that you leave us a nice review on whatever you're listening to, be it Apple or Google or Stitcher or just about anywhere. Leave us a nice review, and we appreciate that. And also, make sure you share the show with others because we like to bring other people into our community. And, of course, make sure you visit our Patreon page, patreon.com/Neverland Podcast. We appreciate all of your help to keeping the magic alive here in Neverland. And of course, if you're looking for a bit more fun, go search for us on YouTube, Neverland to Disney and Beyond. Until next week, like I said, keep a pixie in your pocket.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.